From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump canceled an appearance at a major conservative political conference today near Washington, instead choosing to hold a campaign rally in Kansas, one of five U.S. states and a territory holding primaries and caucuses this weekend. Mr. Trump was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference later today, but said on Twitter he would not attend. Campaigning from Michigan on Friday, he continued his sharp criticism of his opponents, such as Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, and Florida Senator Mark Rubio.
You know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much.
It's true.
Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Trump is going to try to build his lead over three rivals while also leading. Democratic Hillary Clinton is trying to do the same over Bernie Sanders. Meantime, at today's CPAC conference, rather Friday's, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. In Turkey, authorities there have staged a raid on the offices of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation newspaper, in a crackdown on media outlets that support the political opposition. The action was linked to a government campaign against opposition media and opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States. Protesters outside the Zaman building chanted, "Free press cannot be silenced," and waved Turkish flags. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Burundians began fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term and later won. In the political turmoil to follow, hundreds have died. This is VOA News. The United States is pressing the UN Security Council to repatriate UN peacekeepers if troops show a pattern of sex crimes. The U.S. is responding to a recent UN report showing a jump in allegations of sex abuse by the peacekeepers in 2015 compared to the previous year. UN Undersecretary for Field Support Atul Kahare says they take the allegations seriously.
We will not let up in our response to ensure that our prevention measures are robust, that where incidents occur, victims receive support, and allegations are vigorously investigated so that, ultimately, justice is served.
However, the UN has no authority to prosecute peacekeepers for crimes. It can only send them home and hope their country of origin will follow through on prosecution. The UN Refugee Agency, meantime, is proposing a plan to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. This move comes a week ahead of a European Union ministerial meeting in Brussels next week. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the situation could be largely resolved if European nations would implement a plan they agreed to last year for the fair and equitable relocation of refugees. Fleming says most of the countries are unwilling to face up to their responsibilities, as only 603 people have been relocated.
It's not fair that Greece and Italy have to take on all of the people who are arriving and all that that entails, and it's not fair that Austria, Germany, and Sweden, for on behalf of all of Europe, have to take the burden of all the refugees who are arriving.
The UNHCR is proposing a six-part plan to EU member states to manage and stabilize the refugee situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior Afghan diplomat says he remains optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will start within days. The Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Omer Zakhilwal, tells VOA there's a lot happening in the background to get the talks underway, but a security official in Pakistan with knowledge of the efforts Islamabad is making to persuade Taliban to send someone says no headway has been achieved so far. The U.S. has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China. China claims almost the entire South China Sea and has been building artificial islands in the sea to strengthen its claims. American author Pat Conroy, who chronicled the beauty and pain of growing up in the American South, is dead at the age of 70 after a bout with pancreatic cancer. Conroy's publisher announced the news late Friday. The lyrical prose written by Conroy described often troubled family relationships juxtaposed with descriptions of natural beauty in coastal South Carolina, an area known for hospitality and gracious living, but also a dark history of racism and slavery. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.